Hi guys, my name is Oluwatimileyin. I'm guessing you guys already know that. I mean, it's been a while. It's been a long, long time. And I mean, I'm trying to even get over how I feel right now because like it's been like so long. I don't even know how to process my intro again, but then like it's good to be here. Hi guys, how have you been? How are you doing? I've missed you guys. I mean, I've missed recording, I've missed you guys hearing my voice and everything. I mean, so much has been. I think the last time I recorded was like December 2021. So like it's been a long time. It's been months upon months upon months upon months. I've promised you guys so many episodes. I think there was a time in was it June or July? I was like, I'll release 4 episodes. Kinikon. I mean, man, there's so many reasons to why I have not recorded in a long time, but none of them really holds water, actually. So I'll start by saying I'm sorry. I've been away for so long. I mean, but so, for some people have actually been following the newsletters. They've been following the weekly newsletters, and I think I've been trying to stay consistent with the newsletter, but here we are. All right, here we are. It's good to be back. Once again, it's Unscripted with Timmy. I mean, welcome back. Welcome back. So, here to why we're here today. I'm doing this podcast for my birthday, actually. As most of you know, today is my birthday, October 5. I don't know if this is going to come out today, but I'll try that. It comes out today, October 5. I'm recording today, actually. So I'm recording in real time. I hope I'll be able to release it before the day ends. But so I decided, okay, for my birthday, let me surprise everybody and actually record. Let me actually get it done. And when I thought all hope was lost about recording, God opened the way. And I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons why you should stay with God. You should trust Him to come through for you always. So God made a way, and here we are. Like I said, it's good to be here. Thank you so much for sticking with us. It's nice being here. So today I'm not doing the episode alone. I'm doing it with my friend and my enemy at the same time. I'm doing it with my friend and me because she's my friend, but she annoys me a lot. So I'm doing this with Oyindamola. So Oyinda, say hi to.
Hi guys, my name is Oyindamola.
Don't let this cool voice fool you guys. She's an absolute talent.
Hi guys, my name is Oyindamola.
You're lying to them, innocent people. Anyway, so you guys, I'm doing this with Oyindamola, and we're going to be doing. This is somewhat of an. Like an NYC episode, actually, because like
guys, I think I need to mention this, that Timmy and I have been trying to like call for a very long time, and because of Timmy,
What do you mean because of me? Everybody listening to this episode will know that I am a sweet, gentle soul, and there's nothing you can. I mean, I try all the time to like, but you see the thing, this is the thing with women generally. There's no way you can win. You go to the right, nope. You go to the left, no. There's literally no way you can win with this gender. So anyways, so I'm going to be doing, and I think for the title of the, I think we're going to call it, I don't think we've decided on the topic. I think we decided on the topic at the end. But what I have in my mind is talking about all we've been up to for like a year now. So we're going to try and run through some of our craziest experiences. Like one time that one madman recognized. One madman was calling Oida like they were related. On the road of Ibadan, we've seen the good, we've seen the bad, we've seen the ugly, and I'm going to try and make this as relaxed as possible. I have no intentions of trying to sound deep here today. I mean, you see, this is unscripted. I am the one opening out my heart. My heart. I'm opening my gist.
Now that you've mentioned, I feel like it's just see, one day we're walking down the road. I can't remember what exactly it was that we're going to get.
Something.
And it was in the evening, so it was a bit dark. And
was it? It was like evening, like you could still see Sha.
Yeah,
it wasn't
maybe
that
six,
dark.
6 p.m.
Yeah, around that time.
Sha. So we're going, and then I was on the left side of the, was left side. Right?
Yes, this and story is funny every single time.
And to be honest, that man looked very okay. Very okay. But I feel like the only thing that was different about him was
he was walking, but I think it was properly dressed. Nothing would give it away.
Exactly.
Nothing would give it away at the first instance.
And we're close. Like he was coming, then we were going. And because Tim was on the other side of the road, because I don't know, for some weird reasons, that man just, and it wasn't like he faced me or anything. And I feel like that's how we got to that.
No, it was not all right.
Because we were just walking, passing, and then he was coming. I just screamed all of a sudden.
You guys, I feel like I would do better telling this story. We're walking on the road, right? And this man looking normal, he gets to our side and he just screams. I think you would see a scream at Onida because Onida was closer to him.
So he didn't scream like he was looking at anyone or wasn't.
He just screamed.
Like, he just kept his straight face and he just screamed.
And then he just kept walking. I laughed. And it took about 15 seconds to code what just happened. And everybody was like, what the hell? Like, what was that about? Like, Ibadan, I beg every time. See, I used to tell people there's no way I'm coming to Ibadan after this my service here. I'm telling you, if you're from Ibadan, you're listening to this, you are from the ghetto. You're from the trenches, my dear. And you should be praying to leave the trenches. I'm telling you. I said what I said, man. I said after Amala, there's nothing here. Nothing.
Amala. Even the Amala, I feel like you guys overrated. Yeah.
That's why I'm not accept on my space. That's why I'm vaguely to accept on my space.
There's
good place. You keep eating public amala, places where the sports are not eating.
I am very, very big on amala. Amala is my love language. I like amala. So
these are the EU's.
I've tried Ola Mommy. I think you should try Okele
Extra. You should try, I think there's this popular place that PK used to talk about. Amala places.
Like,
because we're about to
really
live
like,
here.
Yes.
And like, we've not really explored the Amala thing.
After everything, go and eat Amala.
Yeah.
Amala
that Amala with bad attitude. Anyway, so we said we're going to pick it up from last year. So last year ending, I think I made a podcast, but I think I didn't explicitly say I was going to be away. But that's what I want to talk about, taking a break. I think I took a break from podcasting because I felt like the reasons why I got into it, I didn't feel like I was achieving it. And I felt like NYC was not going to really help. I felt like I was going to be away for a while. And I knew it. I think this would go back to the episode I made with Ifeanyi. I made one episode in Ifeanyi when I was in Port Harcourt. And I think the title of the episode was going goodbye. That was the day I was going to camp in Akwa Ibom. So I think if you guys don't know, I camped in Akwa Ibom, but I'm currently serving in Ibadan. I relocated. So I made an episode and I tagged it goodbye. But it wasn't really goodbye because I still made another episode at the end of the year. And since then, I've not been able to make an episode. And Wale has dragged me. Oinda has dragged me. AJ has dragged me. All my friends have dragged me. Ife has dragged me. I mean, people, they threaten me steady. Release it. In fact, Ebon has dragged me. My God. It has been warfare. But I feel like every time I try to explain, it doesn't make any sense. The truth is that in Ibadan was nothing like I expected. I think it was nothing like anybody expected. I mean, we all thought like, yo, this place was going to be nice. We got to go out. Yeah, we thought like, we're going to go out. We thought like, yo, but NYC had other plans. I'm teaching in a school. It's always one drama after the other, one mad person after the other, every single day.
I don't want to mention where I work, but I work in a
it's also a mad place.
You have to like be there
24/7 and it's crazy and I feel like it kept getting to me. We could not go out. We didn't even go out like that in IB. I felt like we went out a couple of times.
Few times.
If you watched Wally's vlog, by the way, subscribe to my guy's channel. Yeah, I remember Mike.
YKE.
Exactly. So subscribe to his YouTube channel. We have a vlog there. One time we went out, and I think that's the most amazing we've had.
Every other outing.
So, Ibadan has been a lot, but I feel like one thing I'm grateful for is this year is that I've been able to explore. I think I've done a lot of traveling. There was a time before I entered my DMC, Timmy, this money I'm using to travel, come and give me some. I say, what do you mean by that? So I did a lot of traveling this year. I did a lot of traveling. I have a lot of fun. There was this time we were traveling. We're going to Akure for Masterpiece's wedding. We're going to Akure around 11, 10, 8. That time we went around 8 and we saw a ghost on the road. Did I tell you that about? I'm telling you.
Ghost.
With the S and the T, ghost, not goat. Let me just tell you. So this day, we were going to go to Akure Bar, but we wanted to make up with an appointment with Michael. And Michael's stuff ended around 6. So we made it to War Road. Everything. We didn't see Kenny. AJ Chat, my friend. AY was just saying, you guys, don't worry. Let's go. Who wasn't against it? Even the people who were going to go and meet in Akure was against it. But AJ was like, we're already at the park. I mean, that boy is my G for life. He just kept encouraging.
You have to call me after this because you did not tell me this part.
That ghost part was very funny. So we finally got Sole. In case you're listening from outside the country, probably from African countries, Sole is the riskiest thing you can do. There's no registration. It's basically you risking your life putting your life in the hands of strangers. So it was fun. Around 8 p.m., we got dinner. We're going to the Sole, whatever. So first off, when we entered the bus, it was nice. I like to sleep. It was a night journey. So I was sleeping at first. AJ said, sleep. AJ was like, how you going to sleep? You too sure for me. And that's the thing, you guys. That's one thing about me. I travel a lot and I never. And I'm not saying this so that you will start copying me. I don't pray when I travel. I pray when I get there most times. Because I feel like once I pray about going, then something is wrong. Then something bad is going to happen and God forbid. So usually I'm just very calm. So I went to sleep. I woke up to an argument in the bus, right? There's this atheist. There's this Christian man, one evangelist like that. That inside that same bus. So the evangelist guy was preaching good. That's how they started answering him. That's how they started religious doctrinal issues. But I was feeling the evangelist, the man just did give him back to back doctrinal. So AJ woke me up. Come on, hear this. Come on, hear what's going on. So he woke me. So we're listening to what they were saying, and it was very fun. That was not the funny part of this whole journey and all of that. So around we were nearing Akure already. This was around 10:30 to 11 thereabout. This was very dark. Everywhere was very dark. The road was very lonely. We now saw an accident, a bike accident. The guy was wearing a red shirt and a blue trouser, right? And long story short, so the driver was like, I can't wait to that. If we say we should help him now, and then I find out he's dead, that he will hold him. He just said he will not wait. About 15 seconds after, we see somebody walking, wearing the same red shirt and the same blue trouser along the road. About 15 seconds or 30 seconds after we saw the accident, that's how the driver just casually said, I was like, hold up. Did we just say, I could have what? So, I mean, but I'm telling you, I would take night traveling all over again. So I've had crazy experiences traveling this year so that we don't dwell on that too much. But how do you think your year has been, Arena? So I think you should chip in on this. And please don't start crying. I can't have you crying on my podcast.
What do you mean?
You've been trailer.
Wow. You've been your friend. You've been your people.
You go through a lot.
I don't know. I, party I didn't expect, like.
Yeah, I'll deal with this whole thing. Do you want to talk about family?
I don't think I had expectations to begin with, because initially I wanted a different place for my NYC. I wanted to serve in, and
you wanted to serve somewhere else.
Yeah, I wanted to serve in Lagos.
Ah, okay.
Lagos stress. I'm a very soft baby. So that one was like automatically off.
That was the point for you.
So where's the next place in Ibadan? You say Ibadan is a very nice place. Things are cheap, cheaper.
Lies though.
Lies, easy. A lot of good things. You have fine amala. You have chill hangouts. Different, I'm like, okay.
Different lies, man.
Okay. Accommodation. Let me just put it out there now for every prospective call members.
PCM.
If you're coming to serve in Ibadan,
find accommodation first.
First of all, if you have any family member that since I put you and all, you were not talking before. Boy, you should be calling them once in a while, so just greeting them. So that when it's time for your service here, you'll be able to
live with them or something.
Because my sister, Oju Aragon. Oju Aragon. If you don't, what? No, it was crazy.
Agents.
Looking for apartments, looking for places
so far.
And I don't think the problem was the money now. It was us not getting
what we wanted.
And like the quality of the places that they showed us. I'm like, how do we pay this so much huge amount of money for this?
And we're willing to pay so much.
One agent took me to an uncompleted building. And then he told me I'm supposed to pay a large amount of money, hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of naira.
Once you know where you've been posted to, I think
find accommodation.
You start working on his accommodation. Where are you going to stay?
And let it be close to your place of work.
Food and transport is a huge part of my money. I'm giving you guys free advice,
tips.
Now. So look for that.
Only that masterclass.
A place where you can stay. So from like I didn't know any of that. I don't have relatives or family members here in Ibadan. So it was like coming to a new place entirely.
Yeah.
And all of that. And when we were leaving camp, I thought I would stay like for the night.
Yeah.
With a friend of mine. Next morning, go back home. Like, throughout the whole process of doing your documentation and every other thing, then I'll go back home and continue.
Yeah.
Or maybe come back the next year because
it's
last year.
Okay.
So, only for two of my friends actually.
Okay.
Because at that night, the plan was already like everything got cancelled. So, I had no choice than to stay with. Than to follow what Bimga said. So Bimga suggested family house, and it was very very close to where we were standing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay, should be just pass the night to like stay for a few
days. We're not going to specify which one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, so that we're not ruin their reputation. Yes, but family house was a no, man. So terrible people.
We got there, and to terrible be very honest, people. They were very very receptive, like, very very terrible warm. People. Received us very. In fact, at one point,
they do also so do
they call papa and mama. The president is papa. The vice president is mama. Even she's a girl.
Yeah.
Mama. So at a point, people thought mama and I had known each other like even before I got there. Cause like
they just treated me with all that care
and our mama's girl. Mama's girl. Like, okay, now so this like this is. And to be honest, that the building is not bad. It's not very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. Let's not lie. Let's say truth.
Not bad. Okay. But know that this life, bad people know they finish.
Surplus. They plenty. They plenty.
See, guys, after a while, the environment got very toxic. Very, very toxic.
Very
hard. Very hard.
Bad vibes, bad vibes.
Now, imagine if I didn't have my friends around. And again, another thing is if. I don't know if it's a challenge to some people or they'll say, I get it at some point to stay very far away from home, far away from people that they love, and they just want to be alone for that 1 year and be on their own, be independent and all of that. But I, at the same time, I'll suggest that you stay with your people, like be in close proximity with your
with your folks. I'm telling you,
because that's like a major thing that
it will save you cash, it will give you stability. You would not feel
all the time. Guys, I cried.
It was a lot.
I had friends that were there. Like, I mean, we're all in it together, so it was easier for me that way. Like, come out of everything.
Anyways, we'll not make it too much about NYC, and I think we're even almost running out of time. So, I think I'm going to be concluding on.
No, I think I should ask you how your own NYC went.
Oh, my own was fun. Oh, I did a lot of traveling. I hated my job. I did a lot of travel. I traveled almost every weekend. I traveled to all southwestern states. I traveled multiple times. Me, you stress me like this. I don't travel. So so they didn't even get to me so much because we stayed. Me and Oinda stayed in the same family house and all of that. And then we're wrapping things up now. And I just want this NYC thing to be done and over with. NYC is another topic for that day, but if this is the little we can do about NYC,
want us to come back to talk
and
about
do NYC,
NYC like,
properly,
the whole podcast is about NYC.
Yeah, she gets. But this one is not really about NYC. It's how the year has been. I think Oinda's birthday was nice. She did a photo shoot. It coincidented. Timilei, calm down. coincidental. Like Umej Belu prisoner is that she loves. I don't, if you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Forget about it, man. So, it was nice. I think your birthday was good. I think we've had good memories. And I won't do this again, though. Like, I won't do this NYC. I won't do it. I saw it today. And at the same time, you know, it's a jackpot season, but we're not going to get into that. There are a lot of things we could talk about, but I just wanted this episode to be really chilled, how the year has been, and what I've been up to, you guys. And in case you're thinking, oh, now he has made the podcast. Oh, now he's going to be consistent with podcasting. That's a lie, darling. You're lying to yourself. I am not. But I just really wanted you guys to hear my voice as some sort of birthday present. I don't know if I'll be doing this anytime soon, but I hope I will be. It's fun.
Yes, I like
doing it. Is it beyond his name? I don't know. I don't know. I'll keep trying to drop my newsletter, so subscribe to my newsletter.
Sorry, before we conclude, guys, I just remembered something. I don't know how this is. Join a local community, a local church. If we are looking to like serve in another place, because I know that some people are, for instance, now in Lagos, some people work there.
Boston to Lagos.
They are not from Lagos, but if you are from Lagos, like if you're born there, you can do it.
Well, people they do on my side.
So if you are looking to serve in another place, you guys get a good church.
A good church.
Get a very, very
keeps you sane.
See, I know. You guys don't know how much
church,
how much of a blessing there has been.
This is an Apostle Emmanuel Arendt appreciation moment. I'm PK. Amazing. Pastor Kunle. Adekunle. I'm telling you, church keeps you going on most days.
It's not even only for
week one, no good church. That
maybe
week.
You're moving to a different place, not only for.
This is a bias. This is a personal bias. Don't post yourself to where there's no CCI branch. First of all, confirm if there's a CCI branch there. Then. Think about accommodation and PPA and all these other things, but CCI first. If I'm leaving this country, I'm going to wear the CCI first. So, anyways,
thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor, so much. I think something that I'd like to add again is live a life of gratitude. All right, you may not be where you want to be right now,
but you're not where
you used to be, and that's very important. the slow and steady wins a race thing is still very true. I know it doesn't look like it right now in our generation, but it's still very true. Slow and steady does win the race. All right, so I love you guys so much. I hope you guys enjoyed our sad stories. I hope you guys enjoyed our sad stories and our bands back and forth. I love you guys so much. Thank
Please
you so much. Subscribe.
Follow
on Instagram. And you guys, yes, that's true. I forgot to announce. Come 2023, Oyinda Mola is going to be fully stepping out. And you guys will have the opportunity to follow her and an amazing content from Instagram to YouTube to TikTok to everywhere to podcasting, maybe.
You guys, this is a disclaimer.
So,
very soon. Guys, can you imagine? Someone saw a picture that I posted and asked me
if it was the phone. No,
I've gotten darker. Where is the glow? I'm busy. Your phone,
phone, busy. Bow, anyways.
Follow me on Instagram at Oyindam, as in OYINDAMDAM. Follow me on Instagram as time goes on. Oh mama
drop
once
hot. Anyways, so come 2023, I think Oyinda is going to be doing a lot of content, putting out a lot of content, and I think myself I would be too, but I'm telling you, I'm working towards something. But I'm not the kind of person to share how the process goes. It's when it's done, I'll let you guys know. All right, that's one thing I've learned about working in silence. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it was not too long. Thank you so much for joining. Are there any last words?
I feel like I already said everything I want to say. Please follow me. I need more
followers.
No, be saved. I get it.
So thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Share this with your friends and your enemies and everybody. Let people know I am not back. All right, this is just a one-time thing. I wanted you guys to hear my voice for the birthday. And yeah, I think that's about that. Thank you so much. Share, subscribe to my newsletter. Help my life. Hey, Joe, subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you very much. God bless you.
You guys, don't worry. I can be taking over once in a while. Thank you very much.
Anyways, Ireo.
Bye, guys.
Ipade wabi onyi. That's so weird.
Be me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.